Slacker and Steve on demand.
Let's talk about dating disasters.
Disaster.
So a guy asked his Tinder date. He was like, and correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think you're on. Are you on Tinder?
No.
Okay. Yeah. You do the more relationship-y one so you can pull them in and then tell them you don't want a relationship?
Okay. Yeah.
Is that would you put it that way? MO?
Maybe I need to be. Tinder was made for me.
It was. It's just about hooking up. Yeah. Well, this guy was talking to a girl that he matched with on Tinder and asked her to wear a black dress for their little hookup.
Oh, taking so her like, someplace. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he's got a little fetish. He's like, hey, I want you to.
Or that.
You,
know, sure.
you wear this, I wear that. I'll wear a diaper and a binky.
On a first date, okay.
It's Tinder.
That's really?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not on it, but you might
as well admit your weird fetishes right. And hey, bring over your.
I happen to like black dresses. You happen to like diapers.
Dang.
She wore the black dress and nice. He took her to his grandmother's funeral.
Whatever. He did not.
He did.
A person he doesn't know, is supposed to be on their first
date. Just wanted to see him in diapers. Okay, the diaper part's not real, but she just wanted to hook up. Right? Tinder is hookup, so.
Yeah, and he took her to grandma.
And then, so she's there, and she starts to glean information from the crowd that he had just recently broken up with his girlfriend.
Ooh.
But the whole family wanted to meet her, so he didn't have the heart to tell them, grandma's dead, and I broke up with my girlfriend. So he got a girl on Tinder to dress in black, and then he like held her hand and cried so she couldn't leave.
Oh my God, so she doesn't even know this dude, and she has to hold his blubbering hand while he bawls his...
Nor does she know anybody in the room, or Nana, or...
Okay, you get permission to leave early on that.
She felt like she couldn't. She thought it'd be weird to order an Uber and abandon him.
No, none whatsoever.
You'd be like...
I don't even know you people.
Right. And then she was asked to stand and say a few words, and...
That part didn't happen either.
But he did end up in a diaper by the end of the night.
Whatever.
No, but he did eventually, she said, once the funeral was over, is like, this has been cute and fun, but get me home.
Amen.
And there's no word if they've been on a second date. But that's one of those stories that could either ends the way we, or it's like, and now 47 years later.
Oh, they were married.
They have grandkids.
Yeah.
There was another person who said they met their date. And she immediately started talking about making a donation to help her out with her rent.
What?
She was one of those girls. If this is a dating disaster, I've told you about this guy that I knew where this girl would only call him
when
rent was short or her car payment was short or she hadn't eaten in a bit and she needed a good meal.
So if he bought her food or meals, then she would reciprocate with...
Not really.
Right.
So, like, the one time the dating disaster was, she was like, we haven't gone out in forever. Let's go somewhere and grab a steak. And he's like, great. So she was hungry. So then she calls him back or texts him and says, look, can I drive? And he's like, yeah, I don't care. Come pick me up. So she comes and picks him up. They get about 2 blocks from his house. She's like, crap, I'm out of gas. So they pull into the gas station. She's like, oh, this is embarrassing. I forgot my wallet.
Wow.
So he bought her gas.
What a setup.
And then took her to a steakhouse. They ate food and she was like, ugh, migraine's coming on.
Dang, totally. Yeah, he got used.
Yeah. The same person who was writing said she asked about a donation and she was like, let me point you. There's an ATM on this corner, an ATM on this corner, and told him where the ATMs were. And he's like, this feels weird. Do you? And she's like, no, God, I'm not a... Not a lady of the evening.
Right.
But
she
you want a donation to go out with me. What is that called?
That is paying me for services.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's another person who said, I had this guy tell me that my eyes were green as lemons.
Oh.
When he realized that lemons weren't green, he changed the metaphor to roses.
He's just burying it, digging the hole deeper.
Because roses are more romantic.
Well... Yeah, that's, you know what? Isn't that cute and endearing? No, he's just an idiot.
You've often said, I think you truly believe in your heart of hearts that mankind is still sort of the anthropological, like we want to spread our seed as much as we can. And women are looking for the hunter gatherer person that would make the best babies. I mean, not the women are thinking that and not the men are consciously thinking that.
It's
but
instinctual.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. I don't feel like a woman wants to make future generations with a guy who think lemons are green or roses. She's like,
I see that.
Like, just.
Yeah, dude, you blew it.
I don't feel a lot of ovulation coming from green like roses.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't very and endearing.
It's not going to happen. So this is what we're going to do. If you've been a part of a disastrous date, doesn't have to be the first date. Mm-hmm. Extra points if Steve was there in some way.
But they never call. It's so weird.
That's weird that they never call you back. If you got a dating disaster story, we want to hear it. Sophia?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your dating disaster?
So I met a guy on an app like everybody does nowadays, and we didn't even meet in person yet, but he wanted to FaceTime. And so we were FaceTiming, and he didn't say anything about not liking dogs. And I have three. So I had one of them on my lap, and he told me to, quote, put my dog in the garage because he's the alpha, and he's not going to date somebody who treats a dog better than a human. And then I just started crying on the phone because he was making me feel bad for loving my dog and like having my dog on my lap.
Jeez.
What happened to courting someone?
At
least for a short amount of time, pretending you're not a complete D-bag.
There it is. Put the false face on like we all do.
Like, Steve, you're a master at it. You got most women convinced you're a good dude.
Yep.
That was it? That was the end of it?
Yeah, that was it. Like, we were supposed to go on a date a couple days later, but I didn't even call him back. And he didn't either because I apparently love my animals more than, or I treat better animals better than I treat people, I guess.
You're better off without him.
Yes.
What a
good
tool.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Sophia.
Jeez, morons.
Pam?
Hi.
Yay.
Dating disaster.
I went on a date. I lived in South Dakota.
Sioux
Falls. I know, me too.
Whatever, that's where I'm from.
I know, it's
y'all
just pile
sucks.
On Steve Day. I don't know what's happening. My bad.
I drove all the way from South Dakota to Iowa, which isn't that far, except that where he was at, it was by Lake Okoboji.
Oh, Okoboji,
so
yeah.
It was like 60 miles.
Okay.
60 miles, somewhere around there. Okay, one way. And the entire night, he referred to himself by his first name.
Oh,
no, he didn't.
Tell a story, and then he would be like, and then you know what Jimmy did? Jimmy did this.
No, he didn't.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, he didn't.
To God.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious. And this was only like 4 years ago, max.
There was a Seinfeld episode where Jimmy... There was an actual Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy's got to do this, and Jimmy's going to
I mean, he's been in the news this week, but Bob Dole used to do that.
Isn't that third person?
I thought that was
third person. Yeah.
Where it's like, Bob Dole's not going to take that. It's like, but you're Bob Dole, so you would say, I'm not going to take that.
Yes.
You don't say Bob Dole's, like, Jimmy's not going to take that. Yeah, no, that's weird.
Jimmy's not going to take that. Yeah. You know what Jimmy did then? Yeah.
You know what Pam's doing now? Driving 60 miles back to the Dakotas.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Pam.
Never going on another date with you.
No, that would be the end for me as well. Sasha?
Yay.
Dating disaster.
I had gone out on a Tinder date and met this guy at a nice biscuit place downtown. We were sitting there having a good lunch, and all of a sudden, he flicks his arm down. And a slinky comes out, and he starts to bust the...
Did you say slinky?
A slinky?
I did.
Emerged from his sleeve? And then...
You as the narrator of this story makes it so much better. And then a slinky emerged. You're like so Animal Planet right now. It's so... Watch as the slinky emerges from the... All right, so as the slinky... You're talking a literal slinky, not something weird and euphemism-y, right?
Right.
Nope, it's a literal, colorful, rainbow child slinky.
Okay.
And he gets out of his seat, stands behind me in the middle of the restaurant... And starts busting out some moves. He's like, yeah, I do it professionally.
What?
I'm a slinkist.
A slinkist. And you're like,
bye-bye.
I'm going to slink away from you.
Yes. Slink is apropos at that point. Wow, Sasha. So that was, you're married now? Where are you at with this guy?
No, that I just kind of said bye and I got in my car and drove away.
Wow. Huh. That's classy and hot. Steve's adding it to his repertoire. Dude, I'm just going to tell you.
What's that?
You got to steal all the stuff you're hearing just when you want the dating to be over.
Nice.
It's like, Steve, I really want to make a commitment. Do you? Have you seen my sleepy arm? They'd be like, oh, did I say I wanted to date you? Hold on. I'm not thinking clearly. All right. Megan.
Hey.
Hi.
Dating disaster. Yeah. What happened to you?
I met a guy through work, and he invited me to go fishing down in Pueblo. I live way up north. I was like, okay, I like fishing. Let's go. He'd asked my favorite drink, which is Jameson, and we're out fishing. He pops out this bottle. I was like, oh, great. About an hour later, I finally finish my drink, and I go to get some more and realize the whole bottle's already gone.
Wait, was it a full bottle and he drank the rest?
Yes.
Get out.
Oh, boy.
Now you're on a boat with this guy? Oh, my God. In Pueblo, no less?
Yeah, no, this story just keeps getting worse. Drinking J-Mo? Okay. Sorry. Is there anybody else we want to insult?
You stupid Pueblo people.
Yes. Seriously, let's just sign up for some more. So I'm like, okay, trying to wrap this up. Like, I should probably get going. I've got a long drive back. And he's like, well, I just really wanted to let you know that I'm really liking you. Like, I feel like I'm falling in love with you.
What?
And yes, I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to go. And I was like, we should probably start heading back to the dock. And he brings it over, and he's like, I can't back my truck up to get the boat. I've never backed a trailer up in my life. I'm like, okay, I'll try this.
What? And
so I have to load this boat on a trailer by myself. He's wasted, like, talking to another guy on the dock.
Good God.
And then I get in to drive, and he's like, you're absolutely not allowed to drive. I was like, you're drunk. Like,
yeah, you're wasted, dude.
Yeah.
You didn't let him drive, did you?
Yes, he demanded. I was like, oh my gosh. And we're getting on the highway, and there was construction, and there's all the big round orange cones, you know?
Yeah.
And he's knocking them over. Like, what cannot even.
Please tell me he got pulled over.
Right?
Literally, as I'm telling you, I'm like, please pull over. He's like, no, you won't like me anymore. I'm like, we are so far past that.
You're
a DUI waiting to happen.
You took me to Pueblo. Slacker and Steve.